It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostroffer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. Once again, I'm very happy to report that I know where she is, which would be in Switzerland. And I will now ask, hi Mirella, how are you?
Hi Jill, thank you. Very well. Yes, from Switzerland, a little neutral country in Europe, for a very serious subject today of an incident that happened in Europe with the country of Belarus. It's a country that was already some time ago on a blacklist for Europe. That was in 2020. During the presidential election, where the European Union heavily criticized the way those elections proceeded and think that things were not done properly. So in response to these elections, the president Lukashenko was put on a so-called blacklist, as well as other politicians. In reality, it didn't achieve much, and in spite of sanctions and different threats, Lukashenko definitely didn't change any of his position. And during the protest that followed that election, many opposition figures have been arrested or and others simply fled the country. So that was a little bit the status of the relationship between the European Union and Belarus until what happened a few days ago, which literally surprised everybody, as it seems like it's, at least in Europe, the first time that an airplane was forced to land in Minsk, where an opposition figure on the airplane was then arrested by the authorities. So to explain a little bit the details, the airplane was a Ryanair airplane that was supposed to fly between Greece and Lithuania, which is a country having a border with Belarus. The authorities in Minsk said that they received a threat from the Hamas organization, the Palestinian organization, talking about having a bomb on board that they were going to activate above Vilnius, which is the capital of Lithuania. Hamas denies having anything to do with this this threat, and Chancellor Merkel actually said very clearly that she thinks that the claim was completely implausible. Nevertheless, this is the reason why this plane landed in Minsk instead of landing in Vilnius in Lithuania, and this is where the journalist Roman Protasevich was arrested, as well as his girlfriend, Sofia Sapega, which I think it's important to mention because his name is always mentioned first, but he was not alone. He was with this 23 years girlfriend. The European Union basically want their immediate release. They vocally accused the authorities to have used this bomb threat as a story, basically, to force the plane to land in Minsk, and nobody in the European Union from the leadership seemed to be thinking that this is a plausible reason for what they consider hijacking a plane. They are also going to take immediate sanctions. The first one is that they are not going to allow, as of immediately, the flights from Belarus to fly anywhere, to land anywhere. So basically, there is an isolation as of now. And they are also advising all the European Union airplanes to basically avoid flying over the country and trying to divert or have other routes. The geographical positioning of Belarus is one that is really very close to a few countries. It's actually bordered by Ukraine, Russia, Poland, Lithuania, and Latvia. So it's a country that is our airplanes in Europe need to fly over quite regularly, but I have read that many airlines have already changed their routes in order to avoid the region. Roman Protasevich is a journalist. He belongs to the opposition, and he worked before leaving the country. He worked for a paper called Nexta. That being said, it's for the European Union, it is very important to have him released or them released, but it is also very important to make a point in the sense that this kind of action are not accepted by the European Union, nor are they accepted by the NATO, who, exactly like the European Union, would like to see also an international investigation in the matter, as the General Secretary considers this incident as very serious and very dangerous. Last but not least, Belarus has also still a death penalty, and some opposition figures are quite afraid for the life of the journalist Protasevich. There is also an organization depending from the United Nations that takes care of matters concerning international aviation, and they will also meet in order to see if forcing the plane to land in that manner was in violation of what they call the Chicago Convention. It really seems like there will be sanctions and there will be a reaction until some goodwill is shown from the government in Belarus. What is also very important is that yesterday a video of Protasevich has been released, where he is saying that he is in good health, and he also seems to confess to crimes that he has been charged with. Again, there is basically a main reaction to this video, and it's the fact that most European leaders believe that it has been obtained under pressure, and doesn't really change anything from the fact that they want an investigation in the matter, and they want an immediate release of both persons, and they are ready to sanction even further. I don't know exactly, it's not very clear what kind of other sanctions they are thinking about, since they sanctioned already a year ago and it didn't have much much effect. It didn't really bring much. I assume that they are maybe considering some more economical sanctions, and in the hope that this will work better. But this incident shows one thing, and it's the fact that there is again a very big tension with a country in Europe that, in spite of the fact that the NATO and the European Union are basically siding together, this is a very serious diplomatical incident, and one cannot exclude that it could escalate in some way or another.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostroffer. Over there.
My pleasure.